Now I would like to invite one of our newest members, Jennifer Madden, to address the congregation for a moment to discuss an issue of concern about social justice. Jennifer.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Madden. I'm a family physician, and I'm also a transsexual. I've been given a minute or two to speak to you about some legislation I'm working on that will hopefully prevent insurance companies from denying prescription medication based on gender. It's a first step towards more bills that will improve the rights of the transgender. As a group, our numbers are growing, and this has more and more transgender people are finding the courage to speak in public. This has obvious consequences such as loss of a spouse, loss of family support, problems at work. Being transgendered means being part of a broader category that includes transsexuals and cross-dressers and other gender-variant people. It does not necessarily mean you're gay. It's a gender identity issue that doesn't equate with sexual preference. Most transsexuals feel they have a brain sex that's different from that of their body. To correct the disparity, current medical opinions suggest that hormone therapy, in my case estrogen, and gender reassignment surgery are the most appropriate forms of treatment. Trying to make a transsexual live in a body that he or she doesn't accept has been shown to be fairly fruitless, and the cost of hormone therapy is not a very large expense for insurance companies. And I believe it's time they change their policies. Ruth Ginsburg, a National House representative, is the sponsor of my bill. We have some important people from Washington, as well as the Gay Lesbian Advocacy Defense Group involved. And I've been busy gathering support for the bill by contacting therapists, doctors, and legislators willing to testify at a House committee on behalf of the bill of the transgender population. A large part of what I need to do is help educate the public as to who we are. We're not evil, we're not a threat to the community, we're just misunderstood. Many of us are very spiritual. In some cultures, transgender individuals are highly valued and revered as shaman, felt to have two spirits. Other well-known transsexuals include Christine Jorgensen, Renee Richards, Dana Beyer, a retired ophthalmologist in Pennsylvania, Terry O'Connell, a stock car racer, Wendy Carlos, a composer and a musician, and Jennifer Boylan, a writer and an English professor at Colby College. I'm not sure how the congregation can help me on my cause yet, but I've been speaking with Alan Bob from the Social Justice Committee, and I plan to speak with parents for gay and lesbian children in Concord this afternoon. Tomorrow night I'm meeting with Jennifer Levi, a lawyer from the Gay and Lesbian Advocacy Defense Group, and we're going to speak at the New Hampshire Medical Society. So if any of you know or have friends who know House representatives or senators, I would love to have a chance to speak with them. At some point we may organize a letter writing campaign. If you have any other thoughts as to what might help, I'm willing to listen. I'll be available after the service at the social justice table to answer any questions you have. I have a copy of my bill, a preliminary one, and I have a letter I wrote describing what it's like to be transgendered and the difficulties we face. Thank you for your time.